This is King with Dead in Hip Hop. We would like to send our thoughts, prayers, and condolences out to Heavy D and his family. Rest in peace.
Didn't know what time it was. Drake, take care. Dead in Hip Hop review. We got the homie Ryan Falcone joining us for this review. So we're gonna kick it off to him to get us started.
What's up, everybody? I think Drake. I was a little skeptical actually going into this album, no matter how big of a Drake fan I am, because coming off of Thank Me Later, I thought Thank Me Later was kind of a disappointment based off So Far Gone. So I wasn't really sure what I was gonna get out of this. But I thought this album was great from top to bottom. I thought everything was awesome. And, I mean, there were a couple things that I didn't love, but I thought everything that Drake could have done was great. It was very more R&B singing than Thank Me Later was. He sang a lot on it. I thought, you know, The Weeknd added great to the album. And, I mean, I thought Take Care was great.
Yeah, you know, as far as my assessment of the album goes, I thought overall he did a good job of putting the album together. I do have the same critique that you have. I thought it was way too much R&B on it, you know. But overall, I thought basically for what Drake does, I don't see many people being disappointed with it. You know, I thought he put together a good album.
The album, okay, I can't say it's a disappointment because it's like expectations for Drake. For me personally, I don't know where to put him because he can't sing, he can't rap. So it's like if he makes an all R&B album, I can see him doing that like he did with this. I can't discredit him, but I can't call this a hip-hop album. This is by no means necessary a hip-hop album. Take Care is not a hip-hop album.
Why do you say but, it's not?
Because he really rapped like on two songs.
Nah, he raps on
everything. He like rap sings. And he sung like the whole album. The whole album is like an R&B album. It's not bad. It's just that's not what I expected because it's not hip hop.
Like you can't say that you didn't go into this album thinking
right. It
wasn't gonna be R&B. Like that's what Drake is. Like no matter what.
So Drake is R&B now? Is that what we put?
It's not that he's very he has a very heavy R&B influence. Like we all know that.
Drake is a bitch. You knew he's gonna make a bitch album.
Okay, no, I think when it comes,
you should have zoomed in.
What?
What do you think? While he's doing that, what did you think about the album?
I think he will never make nothing as good as So Far Gone to me. That was like probably the piece of work that I actually like, okay, this is pretty cool. But other than that, after that, it's been downhill for Drake for me. So, you know, I didn't really get nothing really good. It was made by, five songs in there that I liked out of the whole 18, well, 19 if you include the bonus stuff. But Kendrick Lamar, he did his thing on there, and I like that track he had. What was it Life was? What is it? What look at what I've done so far? Or look what I've done.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, you know, he just gave how he kind of came up, and you know, it's personal life and all that stuff. Other than that, that's all I think about the album.
Oh, I want to see C-Town. Okay. I mean, you know what? I think we already know.
No, we don't.
No, don't
do me like that.
No, we don't.
You guys tell me if you're surprised by what he said. Go ahead.
Hold on, you know,
we should take a poll.
What does everybody think C-Town's gonna say?
No, we don't know.
I think the album's fucking great. I loved it. Start to finish, I think Drake made a classic site. Y'all stupid.
Yeah, I'm about to say
that shit. I knew he wasn't.
I think the shit's horrible. Okay, here's my thing. I've said before that I like Drake's honesty. That's one thing I really do appreciate about Drake. I like the fact that he's not afraid to be a bitch on an album. I think that's cool because in the mainstream hip-hop, you know, world, it's not cool to come on there and just show your feelings. But this album, it was too much for me. I'm sorry. He was whining too much and crying too much and pissing and moaning too much and it was just too, it was too soft. I mean, I like a lot of stuff that gets, whether it's deserved or not, gets the label of emo. But this shit, man, it's just over the fucking top. There were certain songs that I could not get behind. Like, That track was horrible.
Override That Body, you talking about the intro?
That shit was bad too.
Yes, it was.
But when I got to Marvin's Room, the track that everybody seemed to like, how can y'all like this song? This song is the biggest bitch song I've ever heard. That was on the second part of the track, that Buried Alive part. You calling another man's girl. Talking about, fuck that nigga that you love so bad. That's some bitch shit. Y'all really do. Y'all really get behind that?
It might be some bitch shit, but that's some real shit.
No, but you don't put that shit on an album. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because it's too much to me. This album was too soft. Why would you get behind somebody doing some shit like that?
All right.
Like, what if someone's doing that shit to your girl?
No,
you'd be like, well, shit, Drake did it, so it's cool.
No. But here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about y'all, but I've drunk called. You know what I'm saying? I've been like, damn, man, I really want to get back with my ex or whatever. And you hit her up. Fuck that nigga. Who is he?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not necessarily bitch shit because fuck him.
That's bitch shit. To call another man's girl. It doesn't matter if that's your ex or not. Call another man's girl, being like, fuck him, I can do you better, girl.
I would call it real shit before I call it some bitch
that's
shit.
That's bitch shit. To call how? Another, how would you mean how?
It was your girl first.
Yeah.
Like, it don't matter, that's even childish.
Like, how?
I had her first, I had
it's
dibs.
Some real shit.
I had dibs.
It's some real shit. What if that's your baby mom?
Dude, she gone, bro.
What if that's your baby mom?
She gone, bro.
What if that's your baby mom,
she gone.
It's some real
shit.
She ain't gone until it's
why does gone?
She until she gone.
Exactly. Why she gone?
And that's his point.
Obviously, you don't care about him because you know he's not calling.
That's cool. But
so y'all a bitch now?
I'm kidding.
What you trying to call
a
nigga?
I'm finna put the camera down. Oh, bitch.
You about to fight? You about to get the camera? She hit like this.
Take this shit, B.
You never got fucked up and called an ex?
No.
Never?
Nope.
You never called them ex back? So you never even try to get like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you know. Because I know I hit up trying to, you know, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? What's good? Let me try to come through. Like, come on, niggas hit up their ex and try. Wow.
You move on to the next one, dude. Like, if you break up with one or one breaks up with you, you move on to the next one.
So that just shows me that you can't relate with Drake.
No, yeah, I just can't relate to that. And this is on camera. I can get my chicks to, like, talk and be like, hey, Mike ain't never done no shit like this. They've hit me back up, and I've just been like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to sound cocky or nothing. Yeah. But
I mean, I don't do it either.
Shut up, kid.
But I don't do it either.
But you call it.
I know people that do it.
It's relatable. It's a relatable topic, pretty much.
Like I don't do it, but I know people that's done it. I mean, it's some real shit.
No, it's real. That's
males or females. You know,
real males or females.
No, I feel you. And that's one thing that I've always respected and admired about Drake is the fact that no matter what, no matter how pussy it is, no matter how bitch it is, he will put it on an album. And I can appreciate that.
This particular album has a consistent theme to it as far as the sound. Other than Lord knows it has really like a soft, mellow, R&B appealing sound. Who will really kind of flock to that?
And there's no competition. Females. See, look, there's no competition in the sappy emo love shit in hip hop. Why? Because remember when we were talking, who used to dominate that? The only difference that this artist had a real tough guy side to him, which was LL. You know what I'm saying? LL really appealed to the women, and nobody really like questioned him. Drake gets questioned.
Drake's ego has gotten so fucking big that it's not even funny. Like, really, you're comparing yourself to Marley and Hendrix? Seriously? And then you're trying to be tough? Since when are you
catch
tough?
Catch a body like that?
Catch a body. Tuck my napkin down my shirt because I'm just mobbing like that. You singing some threatening shit? How are you threatening me with singing, dude? Like, what is this?
I kind of agree with that, too. I don't, you know, like, Drake, if you're going to talk about, you know, if you're going to sing to and, like, do all this really, like, soft stuff, like, I like that. But don't come out and act like, you know, you're a boss and, like, you know, you're the biggest G in the gangster, like a gangster. Like, you're not. Like,
he's
don't,
not. He didn't do that, though.
Yes, he did.
He said anytime he refers to that, he says his clique. The clique that he hangs with.
Okay, so let's talk about the clique.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's talk about the clique. Did you watch the headlines video? Okay. Let's talk about the clique.
But I'm just saying, though, that's what he's referring to.
But
We're not talking about he's tough, a tough guy like that.
You gonna make someone to run and catch a fight like that. So I'm with you. I'm with you.
Okay.
But that click ain't hurt nobody. Those were some of Ray J's goons. Like, those dudes, the dude with the owl on his sweater.
Oh, my God. Like, I forgot about that.
Who you fucking up, dog? Oh, who you fucking up?
The thing that I didn't like about this album is that it was like 75% R&B. Maybe he didn't rap, maybe he didn't sing 75% of the time, but the beats and the sound, it was 75% R&B. I like when Drake has more of a balance. It's more like 50-50 of R&B sounding shit and hip-hop sounding shit for me. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I still think it's a hip-hop album because he's still rapping. He's still rapping.
He's not singing that. You better see like dude sing every damn song. Man, cut that shit out, man. You need to
motherfuck
rap.
He's rapping just about every
right. No. Because I did a count. You know, it's almost damn near 50-50. It's not
75-25.
No, it's not 75-25 because I did a count. What it is the sound. Like you said, those hip hop tracks are not present. And Drake said this is the album that he wanted to make. And I think at some point in the future, Drake will leave hip hop alone like that.
I don't think he will. Because what he's doing right now, even though I don't like it, what he's doing right now is completely isolated. It's like nobody is fucking with that lane. Because they can't.
He's killing his lane right now.
So Lord Knows, which to me is the best song on the whole album. So Lord Knows, the Just Blaze track, when he says that, how there's no reason for me to be afraid when I look around and all I see is me.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
He's right.
Yeah.
Because nobody can come out sounding like
Drake. Look at Wale. Look what happened. They oh man, he making a Drake album.
Exactly.
And that's Wale.
Drake has influenced, in my opinion, so many people to do what he's doing. Look at like J. Cole. J. Cole is singing on so many of his tracks, and I think he got that from Drake because he said, "Oh, it works for Drake. Yeah, I'm gonna rap good and I'm gonna sing." And then even Nicki Minaj, like Nicki Minaj's album, I thought was terrible, but it was all her singing. Like, I think he's influenced. Like even Wiz is doing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm cool with what Drake is doing. I just don't personally like it. I'll never listen to it. I would rather, like I've said before, I wouldn't mind getting a strictly R&B album from Drake.
Ken was mad as hell at me for that. My bad.
But
bitch, shut your ass up.
I wouldn't mind if he made an R&B album. I might actually listen to it. I would prefer to hear Drake just sing about women, all that shit, whatever. Just leave hip hop alone. Stop trying to rap. On this album, I don't want to hear you singing about you tough.
But you said trying.
I'm going to whip your ass.
I'm
going to kill you. I don't want to hear that shit.
But I don't get that from the album, though.
I got that from like two or three songs. So I'm not trying to exaggerate the album. I'm just saying, there's just a lot of stuff on this album that I don't care to hear. I can't get behind it. I can't get behind Drake rapping, period. Because I just don't think he's a good rapper.
Nah, I guess I'm all by myself. I thought the album was great.
You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself.
You say this is what you wanted from him?
Yeah, I wanted a So Far Gone Part 2. And this was like a So Far Gone Part 2 is what I got. That's really what I like from Drake. I like when Drake does the singy, more hip-hop tracks. Because that's who Drake is.
That's
the type of music Drake makes. If I wanted to listen to somebody who, like, rap hard, I'll go listen to Sex.
Exactly.
I'll go listen to other stuff. I'll go listen to Kanye's albums. I don't need to listen to Drake to hear somebody go hard. I think the album's great. This is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I expected from Drake, from this album. This is what I knew I was going to get. I wasn't surprised when I was listening to these songs. Like, this is what was going to happen.
I agree.
I didn't expect it to have this total, complete R&B sound.
Really?
No.
By the cover.
Like, why?
I feel you, I understand that.
Think Me Later did have so much of a hip-hop sound to it. You know what I'm saying? And granted, he didn't release any hip-hop singles. Yeah, the first two singles were singing tracks, but I thought that was just his singles. You know, he did have headlines, which I didn't care for, but I didn't think the whole freaking album would have a total R&B sound, because up to this point, he hasn't made one that's so far... Yeah, it hasn't been. been this far to the left.
You know what I bet you happened? I bet you, like, B made this point, and I think he's spot on. Remember, Drake was going to come out and make an R&B album, and then he scrapped it the last minute. I think this album is that album. And I think what happened was, I think he wrote all this shit, and then I bet you Headlines and that track with Rick Ross, those tracks came later. I bet you he wrote that shit well after. And he did that because he got sick of everyone calling him a bitch, calling him a pussy. So he wrote Headlines. It's just that he's not that dude. You can't make songs like this. We can't take you seriously.
I guarantee you, if he did not scrap that mixtape because people said he was soft. If he cared about people calling him soft, he would not have made this album.
Right. Why does he always come out saying, stop calling me over-emotional? Why is he doing that?
Because
it bothers him.
Come on, over-emotional just because he talks about his emotions. He doesn't care what certain people think of him being soft because people still buy and listen to his music. He still has records. He's still making money. Like, why does he have to care about other people calling him soft?
Bro, ask Drake. Don't say anything about it.
So you saying that he can't address people saying that it's bitch shit? You saying that he can't say that?
No, that's like me getting mad for somebody calling me skinny. It's a fucking fact. It's a fact. You make bitch music. I'm saying, dog. You can't get mad at that. It's a fact, bro. You put out an album that is very much on the over emotional side.
Basically what,
then don't get upset about it.
It's basically what I'm saying. Like, you, why are you calling a bitch when I'm just being real? Like that.
Being,
I mean, you can complain about it.
You can be real bitch. You know what I'm saying? You can be bitch made.
You can be bitch made. It is what it is.
You're just being real.
So not what were you about to say?
No. I'm not saying that. But remember, I was talking to you, and I said, you know, for people to have expectations on Drake, you personalize Drake. Why? Because Drake can rap, he can sing. So it's like when, I have expectations. You really can't have expectations with this guy because he's going to do whatever he wants because he can rap and can sing. So it's like when you say I have expectations, you're personalizing what you want him to do.
Agreed.
You got to let Drake be Drake. That's why this album, it didn't disappoint me. It's not what I expected, but I wasn't surprised of what I got.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was not surprised, and it didn't let me down because this is something that he does. And you have to expect that if you like Drake or if you listen to Drake. But you can't say, oh, well, he should have did this, he should have did that. Again, what did I say? I said I wanted more of a balance. My personal opinion. But this didn't necessarily let me down. It is what it is. Drake sings and raps. So you can't just say that I don't think it was horrendous. I don't think the album was horrendous. I personally wanted more of a balance. But Drake is going to do what he does because it is what he is.
Mike is not that bad.
My opinion really, when it comes to this album, really does not matter. Because, you know, I don't like Drake. I think Drake makes really bad songs. And this album is, to me, no different than anything else I've heard from Drake. It's bad. To me, it's just bad. It sounds like he forgot to put the drums when he was mixing the album, you know? And it's just too sensitive for me. Like, it's cool that he's emotional. It's cool that he's honest. I like that about him. This is just too over the top for me, so I couldn't decline it. The album was very, very, very one-dimensional, which it killed it for me after about 10 minutes. So, but if you like that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? If you really into that sensitive stuff, then you'll probably dig this album. I can't see a Drake fan not liking this album. I really can't. I can't see a Drake fan, a core, like Falcon said, a core Drake fan, I can't see them not liking this. But as a fan of hip-hop and music in general, this album bored the fuck out of me and made me want to kick a kitten.